Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Candice.
And I'm Sorrel.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is the first time you're listening to the podcast, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get some things off our chest, and you get some things off of your chest too. But first, girl, you know what we gotta do. These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, my chick on the side says she got one on the way. These are my confessions. I'm ready to go today.
Go.
And I don't usually have anything. Girls,
the deep inhale.
Okay, just for those who aren't with us in the room, she's clutching pearls right now. She's taking deep inhales. I just want you to see the demeanor. Okay, go on, continue.
I found my first grey hair. Hold on. Okay. It's not on my head. There's like a collective, there's a caucus, there's a crew.
You've got pride of greatness on your couch.
Oh my God. Is it like, you know, the skunk stripe that the girlies have on their head?
And guys, if you're a regular listener to the pod, I've exclusively waxed since I was like 20. Started with Brazilians, then went Hollywood. I never know
what's going on. Yeah.
In that way. Because there's just never enough hair.
Yeah.
I'm about to go get a wax. It literally happened this morning. I call all my girlfriends. And I'm caught between a rock and a hard place. I've been dying to go grey somewhere else.
Right.
So it's like the message has just not landed.
Yeah. Lost in translation.
But then my girlfriends, who are all of them are now 30 or over, but yeah. I'm one of the oldest in that. I've got separate friendship groups. In that friendship group, I'm one of the oldest. They're all hyperventilating because they're like, no one told us you go grey.
I didn't know that.
No one told us. Everyone's like, we are learning everything through you. Like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I'm learning it through me too. Do that.
So,
wait, Charlie, can you Google that?
Girl, it's a thing.
People go grey on their coochie?
No, everyone does. Not some, everyone does.
Why does no one talk about this?
Why does no one? And then I was speaking to my girlfriends and I was also like, it's a thing. It's a thing.
What?
And then I was talking to my girlfriends and we're also from a generation of women around us having lots of hair. Does that make sense? Like, my generation are the first skin it bare kind of generation.
Right. Yeah. We come from the
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas my aunties and grandmas, everyone's got hair everywhere. How
did you
was not? That not communicated?
Wow.
How?
That is.
So now I'm like, is there a pom-pom pension I can sign up for? What's going on?
My.
Why does the pom want to retire?
Oh,
I'm
my
so.
God. Did you double day?
He was cackling. Now, he's cackling because he's been going grey on his head and on his beard for ages.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so clearly I've caught it from you.
Just.
You've made me grey.
Not contagious grave.
I've...
Oh my God.
But, okay, and so this is why I wanted to have the conversation on the pod, because you know we start with the bants and then we expand on the conversation. I've been saying for maybe 18 months to 2 years that I am definitely perimenopausal.
Mm.
I have been a very, I can count on my period the same time every month since I was 11. So I started my period when I was 11.
Right.
It's like clockwork. After Esme, there were no changes. And I was not one of those lucky pregnant women who then, because some pregnant women don't get their period for up to a year after having a baby. Oh, no, 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 no. Like clockwork, she came straight out the gate. The period was 2 weeks later. Same with RJ. There's never like a dip in anything. For the last 2 years, I think what first started to like make me pay attention are the night sweats.
Mm.
Woo, child. Girl. Especially leading up to or during my period, we actually just have to have two pairs of night clothes on standby. Because
wow.
What's going to happen is I'm in the thick of sleep. I wake up, I'm soaked to the mattress. So I typically sleep on towels the week leading up to and during my period because the night sweats are so bad. Then I have to shimmy out of, when I say the dripping wet clothes, and da-da-da-da-da. The other thing, and I follow this guy called Plant Queen and he gave the name for it, but the proper term is lethargica, which is losing your memory short term.
Mm.
For a good year now, I'll be mid-convo.
Yeah, yeah.
And to the point that even the kids go, the running catchphrase in our house is, she's finding it. Because I'll go, I'm finding it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'll literally stop be mid-conversation and all the words will be sucked out my brain.
Wow.
Esmel will be like, I'll back in 5 minutes, you're finding it. I'm like, yeah, you do that. And then 2 hours later, I'm like, football boots!
That's what I wanted to say!
Like, so the night sweats, that also coupled with the fact that my flow has changed completely. I used to be a three-day girl, not heavy, in, out, not thinking about it. There are 2 days now of every period where I can't even go to work.
Yeah.
Everyone who works with me knows that she cannot leave the house.
Mm.
Because those 2 days, I can go through a Super Plus tampon every half hour. And I remember one day I was filming for Sky TV Hay Festival, and it was those 2 days. And I spent the majority of that day cleaning up public toilets.
Damn.
Where I've gone in, and it's just so bad. It's everywhere. And to the point that they were like, should we stop filming? I was like, no, this is due to be scheduled as programming tomorrow. Like, we actually can't stop. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
So the grey is like the final nail in a coffin of understanding. Oh, no, 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 sweetie. You're approaching another phase of womanhood.
Yeah.
And now the education is more at our fingertips and stuff. But I wanted to share all of this because too often women are gaslit. Oh, you're too young. Oh, that can't be.
Yeah, what is the normal?
Perimenopause can last for 10 years. So what is too young?
Right.
You can be having the night sweats, the forgetfulness, the whatever, for up to 10 years until you officially enter menopause.
Wow, 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 wow.
Menopause is you not having, scientifically, menopause is considered when you've not had a period for 1 year. That's when a doctor will say you're in menopause.
Right.
But the symptoms of perimenopause can be imbalanced for 10 years. So I'm 36. Menopause might not reach me till I'm 46.
Yeah.
But I don't think women my age are having enough conversations. For all that we discuss on the internet, it's not shame.
No.
The shame is dead. Let's be really fucking for real. It's not shame. I just think it's A, not understanding or believing our bodies, and then B, maybe not wanting to talk certain things into existence. I don't know, but I'm like, when I follow certain women, like Auntie Tab is really good at discussing menopause, but she's not my age mate.
Mm.
So more often I don't pay attention because like, I'm like, well, you've got 10 years on me. I'm not, no, no, no. 35 plus girlies, stand up and listen in.
Wow.
The changes are very, very, very real. Also, and I speak frankly because it's all educational, I've not been on contraception since giving birth to RJ. I've never gone, ever gone back on the pill.
Right.
And thankfully, we praise him, I've not smelled a whiff of a baby.
I was going to ask, can you get pregnant whilst premenopause?
Absolutely. And also that chunk, and this is how people end up with their oops baby.
Right.
That chunk just before you go into your menopause is when you're most fertile.
Highest. Okay.
So that's why a 45-year-old woman is like, what? The fuck?
Yeah.
Because that window is when the eggs are like, bitch, really? You closing down the club?
Yeah.
Are you closing? Hey, let me get a drink before I go. That's how them eggs be going on. So with all of that considered, and literally before you got here, Charlie heard me on the phone to my doctor because we were having some blood tests. It's like, no, you are definitely perimenopausal. So I'm like, oh, here we are. And here is another thing I need to learn about myself. And about my body. And I had a mate stay this weekend and she's 43 and she was talking about HRT and how if that is something I want to consider, don't believe that I have to wait until I'm menopausal.
Yeah.
HRT is really not something I'm particularly, given that I've not even been on contraception for so long.
Is HRT the patch?
Yes.
Okay.
Hormone replacement therapy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not. That wouldn't be my first
port of call.
Just because I'm moving into my halfway Hotep phase.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are the other ways we can manage
to balance? And there are, but it just takes a lot of research. And the thing is, I find when it's anything that affects women, and there isn't enough information and education out there.
Or urgency.
What's the gravitas behind it?
Because I'm not going to lie to you, the reason why I've even been able, because I had the blood test like a week ago, it's because I've paid privately.
Yeah.
I've got to keep it a buck. If I brought my worries to an NHS doctor, given what's going on right now, I'm not going to be seen to for like a year. That same friend who came round, who's 43, she was having issues for many years, pushed and pushed. It was ovarian cancer.
Damn.
Pushed and pushed. So also, I don't know if any of you guys listening once followed an influencer called Jessica Petway. Mm-hmm. I used to love her back in the day. Mm-hmm. Jessica recently passed away from like stage 4 ovarian cancer or a cancer in that area. And she was so open in her journey. She was told multiple times nothing was wrong.
Yeah.
Bleeding out on her bathroom floor, nothing's wrong.
Fibroids was what she got diagnosed with, which is a common...
I have fibroids, especially in black women. Very common
in black women. And I mean, I have family members, aunties who've struggled with it. But I remember when I was like, maybe I want to say 15, my periods were terrible. I'm crawling to the bathroom. Yeah. Terrible. And my friends, obviously everybody's on the pill, whether it's for sex or for periods. And I told my mum and I was like, I really want to go on the pill. Mm. And my mum was like, we can go to the doctor, but as your mum and as a nurse, I don't advise you do that.
When I finally read the small print of that teeny tiny fucking booklet,
you then realize.
And this was a couple of years ago, again, thankful to TikTok, I came across a few women who had gone blind due to the pill.
Yeah, the pill is
demonic.
It's detrimental.
I've got to be, do you know what I mean?
Detrimental.
And that's not a judgy thing.
At all.
And that's not saying that you shouldn't use it. I used the pill for many years.
Yeah.
But when, if ever, you decide to like go through the pamphlet that actually comes with that.
Yeah. It's not a choice that I think, it's not the easy choice. If
but
you
also,
make that
it's
choice.
It's not a choice that is explained properly.
No.
If my GP sat down when I was 15 and was like, you'll have a higher risk of breast cancer.
Yes.
You could potentially go blind.
You could get fibroids.
Your sex drive could fall off a cliff. If someone actually sat down and was like, this is what could come with this.
You would really sit and think and take it in. But it's almost just like it's pushed to you like a tic-tac.
You are not encouraged to make an informed decision because all the information is not given up front.
And I always say this, if there was a male pill, I promise you.
Let's just stop there for a minute, okay? Because this is how I know we're living under his eye if we're going to get handmaid's tale-y about it, yeah? Mm. With all the technology and the forward in medicine, we done know the male pill exists. If you've got a pill that can keep men stiff. Oh. There has to be a pill to keep them worms absolutely in a cage.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
But it doesn't fit with the patriarchy.
It doesn't fit with the patriarchy, and it probably makes them tiny bit uncomfortable.
Like, give me a break.
Like, it makes women very uncomfortable.
Do you know what I mean? And so for women to, at every phase of their life, have to consider the burden of co-creation. Yeah. And that's what blows my mind. I have to consider the burden of co-creation whilst these men at various stages just waltz into the sunlight.
Yeah.
Absolutely not having it. And the pill sent me a bit loopy. It was the same way I felt when I was on antidepressants. Mm. It was like I was wrapped in cling film.
Mm. That's a great description.
I was under there, but the world was kind of blurry and nothing felt really real or tangible.
Yeah. That's
antidepressants made me feel that way. The pill made me feel that way. Mm. And I have felt very much in my right mind since deciding I'm not going to be on any type of hormonal birth control.
I personally, because my mom sat me down and I mean, she went through the pamphlet. Mm. She was like, this is the A, so the pain you're going through now, we can do things for it.
Yeah.
But taking that big step of going on the pill is a huge step that can affect you in the long term. So I never went on the pill, but anything that really alters my hormones or anything that has the risk of becoming addictive.
Because I've got a very addictive personality.
I stay away from it. Because I just know in the long run, it's going to affect me worse than it is going to help me in this moment.
Absolutely. You know?
But I just feel like there's not enough education. Like, I don't know. If we go back to this menopause chat, my mom's not talking to me about menopause.
And I just...
No one chats to me. Childbirth, I only found out about most of the stuff because of TikTok. People don't tell you about how ghastly childbirth is.
Oh, girl, you've just never asked me. I'll give you all that info for free. Like, it's fucking awful.
It sounds horrid.
And I'm like, I know people be like, oh, you're fear-mongering. Like, but I always just have to blanket everything with, you are doing something that could cost you your life.
Absolutely.
I'm just like, can we just cut to the chase?
Absolutely.
And I'm not doing that to fearmonger, but then when women come out with a near-death experience or the birth, and 90% of them don't go to plan and their brain is scattered, it's because no one said...
And prepped you.
The other day I recorded a podcast with someone, lovely woman. I get there, she's pregnant. That's cool. I didn't know she was pregnant. So I get there, she's pregnant. We're recording the podcast. She's like, right at the end of the episode, because I'm the end of the season. She was like, I've got something to tell you. I was like, you're going to give birth today, aren't you? She was like, how the fuck did you know that? I was like, So literally, she was going to give birth at 5 p.m. that day.
Oh my God.
And you know why I rated it? And we got on like a house on fire. I was like, oh, I understand. I would have done the same. I don't want to be now preoccupied the whole day with...
I'm having a baby, and it's her first baby as well.
But also on and off mic, as close as I could, I was just so honest with her. Because number one, she was going to be induced. I was like, oh, you're not having the baby today. I was like, you'll have the baby in 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Like,
induction is awful.
I just wanted, and I told her that. I was like, also, sweetie,
it's not
that
nice.
The contractions of induction are going to rip your brain in two because it's not your body trying to give birth. It's a medicine trying to
pushing you. Do you get what I'm saying? Your body.
And do you know what's so funny? Her husband was in the room and if he didn't want me to shut up, he hid it well. But she was so grateful.
I was like,
I'm not going to sit here and lie to you.
Babe, you need to hear. I'm so grateful that I have witnessed birth live and direct. I was my auntie's birthing partner. I saw that baby fly out there. Coochie.
And guess what? They don't fly out.
Listen.
There's no flying.
Can I tell you?
There's a lot of construction. There's a JCB digger.
There's a nurse holding the top and the base of your vagina,
right,
and then saying, just hold, whilst the head is...
Because the ring of fire is coming.
Yeah.
And should you not hold, you're going to split from front to back.
Yeah. She's like, just hold there. And you can see baby's head. I'm sorry to be graphic, but you can... It is not... You know how the movies make it like, and push.
Also, no, some women are pushing for hours.
Guys, hours.
Not 3 minutes, hours. hours. Some women are stopping to drink water and have Lucozade and watch a movie.
Some women are shitting on themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
Getting the bed changed.
Absolutely.
It is intense.
Absolutely.
You absolutely need. And I also believe you need to have older friends.
You need, get you some older friends,
I stand by that. And for a really long time, I was the oldest friend.
Yeah, I'm no longer, like I said, in one friendship group, I am.
Yeah.
But what's giving me comfort is in another friendship group, I'm not.
Yes.
So I'm able to go over there and be like,
girlies,
the fuck?
Mamas, sit
down. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what's going on here?
But
in the other group, everyone's like, what?
Because there's also questions I can't be asking my mum as well, like, and nor do I want to. I feel like she also won't be as honest with me. Like, I love my mum down, but she also comes from a school of thought of like, you know, like that generation, mums, grandmas, where it's like, women give birth. That's what
they
do.
And you know what? I'm just not...
Like, we've all given birth. Every person walking on the planet is comes
I'm
from a woman.
I'm just not for it. And I don't know what it is. Again, I understand that their generation's womanhood was so under cloak and dagger, but I'm just like...
The fact that men didn't go in to watch their babies get delivered and then would just come out with this beautiful, clean
baby. The queen, innit? Apparently crazy. They gave her some medicine that basically put her half to sleep. Google this. So the queen, there was a medicine back in the day.
Elizabeth.
Yes.
Okay.
So apparently she was never fully present for the birth of her kids. Does that make sense? They give you like some little night-night thing, so you're there, but not there.
Right. So she doesn't experience, like a sedation,
this
but
is,
not
this
fully.
This is rumored,
allegedly.
By the way.
Allegedly.
So it's just like, it's so, and I remember, and if you bought my first book, which you should, by the way, guys, I'm Not Your Baby Mother. I speak about the time in my early 20s where I had an abortion, which was by far and beyond the most horrific thing ever.
Mm.
For those of you who are pro-life going, oh, well, you get what you deserve, you can absolutely fuck off. I'm very clear about what I believe in and the choices I've made. And so now, even when I'm having discussions with women who don't want to continue with pregnancies, I'm very open about the multiple versions of abortion that exist and which one will potentially be the best for their physical and mental health. It is just the myriad of things that exist around womanhood. It blows my mind. To the point that I think Esme doesn't ask me questions because she's like, this bitch is too real. Esme's like, I ain't even asking this.
You don't give me all of that when I just want a little something.
Because you just got to do everything.
It's so needed. And she will so, so appreciate that. Like, teens, like when she's in her early 20s, when she's pregnant, like those conversations, and also just being aware of the reality, because I feel like a lot of women, I'm not gonna lie, were like, they were bamboozled into pregnancy.
Bamboozled. And I'm again into thinking this is a naked house. I'm always naked. Just so they can get, in my opinion, the visuals of a real woman's body without AI and not being chronically online.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is what... And I grew up in naked houses, and that was really helpful because I was able to see what various women's bodies looked like, how their bodies responded to child. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I'm like,
those things are so important. But I'm just like, if we're just going to talk about any and everything on the internet, I'm like, let this be the thing that we're really open about. Because I'm like, you guys will pick and choose when shame should enter the chat.
Yep.
And all of this just boils down to education.
Absolutely.
I don't know, because it just feels a bit duh. I just don't know why I didn't consider your pubic hairs would go grey. Like, when you actually sit there, you feel like a bit of a mug. Like,
I'm not going to lie, it never crossed my mind.
No, but when it does, you're like, duh. Gaduh.
I mean, I guess. Because what else would it be? The drapes have to match.
Like, do you know what I mean? Duh.
I guess, but also like, what the fuck?
Bro.
The body is a crazy machine. Crazy machine.
And if there's one thing, even though I didn't know it, but we just rate God for letting it be known. If there's one thing I really respect is how dedicated I've been to exercise for the last year.
Yeah.
Because that is going to be the saving grace.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Throwing them weights around.
Yeah.
It's going to be the saving grace.
My mum does Pilates and swimming, and she's like, it has changed.
Bone density.
Everything.
Arthritis.
She was like, I feel more fluid.
You feel
I
loose. You feel like you can, to some degree, do the things your body has always enabled you to do.
Yeah.
I think especially as women, our bodies literally get to an age where we're like, I'm not bending that low anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not lifting that anymore. Especially if you've not been in the practice of conditioning me.
And I think also what helps women, or the way we should look at exercise, is not look at exercise as a means of weight loss, but look at exercise as like almost doing like a MOT for your
Bravo,
body.
I'm trying
or
to
like
be just
a service. Do you know what I mean? Ugh. Like, it's not for weight loss.
I told my PT, you see this summer when I go Notting Hill Carnival and I cross my arms, hey,
boop, boop, boop.
Hey,
boop, boop, boop.
I want them to be like, when did they make guns legal in the UK? Ooh. Like, I'm just, listen, I want there to be no illusions or questions on if that is a gym girly.
There is this one girl on Twitter whose back has gone viral.
I saw that.
When I tell
I
you,
saw that.
If I had
and she was
that
wearing
back,
a back dress. Listen, that back, nah.
If I had that back, Candice, no one can chat
Girl,
to me.
Why do you think I've been wearing backless dresses
no
all of a sudden?
One
Everyone's like, Candice,
back
I'm
must
like,
be
no,
out.
The back is always out.
If look, I had that back, she has, and she has these little dimples, I said, no. No. God knew what he was doing when he didn't give me that back. Because I'd have been a menace to society.
No, but the thing is, you can get the back. See, this is why I can't fuck with y'all. This is why I can't fuck
Girl.
With y'all.
You see, this is why Esme said you do too much. Okay? I say I want a little, you give me a lot. Girl. All right, give me a weight then. Give me a dung bag, the fuck.
And I think this episode will be as important as like the colonoscopy episode.
I
do you
love
remember that
one.
Like my ass is hurting yes. And then we just went on this
We just didn't know.
Like, I hope you can remember that episode.
Honestly.
Like, because my ass was hurting
peeing.
That day.
Peeing.
Fucking hell.
That one and the one where you gave yourself third degree burns. Is it?
What did I put on my face again?
I can't. Was it Vicks what? Or?
Was it Caniston?
That's the one. That's the one. Candice has been through it on this podcast.
I stand by it though. Vicks is still the best thing for hemorrhoids.
That's the one. That's the one. I've been telling people this. I've been telling
if
people.
If you've got hemorrhoids.
That cool menthol breeze.
You need...
Vicks, hit us up. The fuck?
Fuck Anasol. Vicks is where it's at.
Yeah.
And if you're Nigerian, some rubble, surely
oh,
do
I knew
it,
you
child.
Were going to say
a
that.
A little tiger balm. Just.
Only for the strong. Only for the strong. God's strongest soldiers. I am not one of them.
Oh my God. I will say this though, just to like review the whole colonoscopy episode. Since losing weight and changing my diet, I've never had issues in that area again.
Yeah.
Got so I just want to remind people how everything is interconnected.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And some of these fixes are short term.
Yeah.
They deal with it for
and,
that
and
moment.
And the doctor was literally like, oh no, we need to find a long-term solution.
Yeah. Yeah.
Given that on both sides, this is like a genetic disposition and you had the 10-pound kid, like,
yeah, yeah.
How do we manage this over the course of the long term? And again, I know I'm doing too much, but everyone kind of then just ends up being like, and I wouldn't because I love a steak too much, but everyone's like, they choose a vegan lifestyle or a raw lifestyle. Or, do you get what I'm saying?
To be honest, I mean, I don't do the full-on dumbbells.
Yeah.
I do try work out 3 to 5 times a week,
yeah.
But I'm not as
yeah.
in it as you.
Yeah.
But there are other small changes. Like, I have one yogurt a day for gut health.
Mm-hmm.
I have
something called Simprove.
Ooh.
It's like a little bacteria shot.
Oh, like a Yakult.
Yeah.
Like a probiotic.
Yes.
Love them. I have this thing called greens, powdered greens. You've got like all your vitamins.
Oh my God, because every girl's trying to sell that shit
Let me
on TikTok, girl.
And that's where I got it from.
Everyone's trying to
and
sell me that green
it tastes
TikTok,
like
girl.
Mango. And I have it in the morning. And I feel healthy. I said, thank you, ma'am. What else do
I have liquid collagen.
Yes.
So it comes in like these little squeezy sachets.
They're disgusting.
They are. They are disgusting. But girl, I'm trying to retain the some youthfulness. Do you get what I'm saying? So I have my little collagen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, the older you get, guys, these things. And what I'm trying to do now is, so I've got Esme on magnesium and she needed iron. And I'm like, no. We're not waiting till you're 20.
Do it now.
We're doing this
and
now.
The minute you get it into your routine, it's so easy.
And I feel the difference. Because let me tell you something. Look how this has turned into a health podcast. What's the one that we were all taking? You see melatonin?
Yeah.
I'm going to see your melatonin and I'm going to raise you magnesium.
Magnesium's that girl. Magnesium's that girl. Magnesium is truly that girl. Oh, put the glasses on. Magnesium. Step up. Step up.
Sashay, bitch.
Sashay away, bitch.
Magnesium?
She's that girl. She is that
I said,
girl.
What are sleep problems, please?
Honey.
Whoa.
She will knock you.
Whoa. TV be watching me in 10 minutes. Like,
listen.
And I don't have, so melatonin was giving me like this aggressive hangover the next day. Mm. I felt cloudy or I had a headache, like I'd taken night nurse.
Yeah. Magnesium is that girl. And does a plethora of things.
Girl.
A plethora.
I'd be living in Holland and Barrett. I said.
But my fear is that I'm going to become that girl who then sees everything and is like, oh, let me try some sea moss. Oh, let me try some this. Oh, let me try some that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with trying anything.
Have you seen that video? Is it Bella Hadid?
Hmm.
And she's taking like maybe 2 minutes worth of supplements, as in like tablespoon, a drink,
and pill. And let's be really, really, you know, fucking what I mean? For real. The best supplements are in raw food.
Yeah.
If you are really having 80% eating a really great balanced diet, and by balance, to make it not confusing in my brain, I'm like, the brighter the plate, the better. The greens, the oranges, absolutely. The reds. Do you get what I'm saying?
Protein and veg.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Do you get
should make up at least 70% of your plate.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So as long as you're having that, I don't necessarily think there then is a need for all of that.
Yeah.
Also, and let's just disconnect the two so people don't try and slice and dice it. I don't know Bella, so I'm not saying she does. There are a lot of people doing all the vitamins and then their nose is full of Charlie on the weekends.
Hey.
Like, get a fucking grip. Now Charlie's nodding because it's true. You man will be back in 25 vitamins Monday to Friday. Then come Saturday, Sunday, all you know is the local dealer. The maths ain't mathsing. Hey. We're just on this vicious cycle. I'm gonna keep him up.
No, you did. You really did. You
and now
truly...
menopause is coming. You think you can shut me
listen.
Up?
Listen.
The gates of hell have opened.
Candice loves the saying, what is it? I'm a 35. I don't give a fuck.
Great pom pom heads. Whatever fuck you thought I gave yesterday, I do not give today.
Delete it. Delete it. Control Alt Delete. Redacted.
I do not. Oh, child.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, child. Please.
Oh, I think we've got a listener confession.
Oh, shame, because we're just
going to keep going. Magnesium is that girl.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Guys, we're moving on to a cousin confession now.
Don't pre-read.
The confession title is, my husband is a lying liar who lies.
A lying liar who lies.
Oh Belle and Candice. I love listening to you all and love the juicy details I hear every week. However, I never thought I'd be the one writing in with this kind of confession. Less than a week ago, I was in bed. My husband had gone to sleep in our five-year-old's room. Brackets, we have different sleep needs. Okay. And he left his phone charging by the bed like he normally does. Okay. Around 3 a.m., the phone goes off. It's mine, guys. Spooky. Around 3 a.m., the phone goes off and it woke me up. This was not abnormal because he is from a different country and has family all over the world that often reach out to him at times that aren't convenient for him. I reach to turn the phone off and something tells me to peruse. Love that. Love a peruse. Love an intuitional perusation. Mind you, I've had a few things happen that I have taken a mental note of. Oh, girl, let me get comfy, girl.
Ooh, uncross the legs.
Let me switch up this leg, girl. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. So I think that was playing in the back of my mind. Basically, y'all, over the course of 2 days, I found out that my husband has been having sexual conversations with a past lover that he swears it happened only one time before we met, but they stay talking about it. Please, who talks about 12-year-old dick?
Oh.
He was back home last year. So home as in he was born and raised in a different country. And that's where she lives. And I'm convinced they slept together. I then found out he has been actively for years, daily, weekly, monthly.
No, go, 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 go.
Been reaching out to escorts, asking for rates, asking if they'll be near his city and having communication. The last one was last week.
Let me rearrange.
There has been inappropriate conversation at my expense with others along the lines of, tell your wife I said hi, ha 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 ha.
I'm going to jail. Oh, I am. Oh. You're all reading about me in The Guardian, The Independent. I'm going to motherfucking jail. Tell your wife I said hi. Ha ha ha.
To which he replies with laughs.
Fuck him. Sorry. Continue.
His IG messages are full of him reaching out to big titty women. So it's not me. It's not me, my little bee stings, girl.
Girl, I promise, not me. They're not bee stings, but I promise, not me. I'm big titty, but it ain't me.
Mostly white.
Oh, definitely not me. Charlie?
I have big tartars, but I'm not a white woman. Oh. Just put a pin in that. We got to circle back. And he's been flirty with his oldest child's mother.
Oldest child, okay.
Who didn't flirt back, but surely didn't put him in his place. I am pissed. I am disgusted. I am sad. I haven't cried. Don't really want to because he doesn't deserve my tears. Rate it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sad for my kids, our child and my stepchild. This has been going on since our entire relationship started 10 years ago. And I'm just in disbelief. I feel like a fool, but also feel like he has a serious problem. Put a pin in that. I'll come back to that. He's begging me to reconsider, not to make any rash decisions.
So I'm guessing she's confronted him.
He told me he's glad I found out.
Okay.
Promises he will never do it again.
Okay.
Well, he's already done it again. About 4 months after I had our child, he was having similar conversations with some woman that I found in his email that he left open on my computer in the living room.
What the fuck?
Dummy. I'm going to get STD testing because I can't believe shit he says and the trust is gone. I'm 95% sure in what I'm going to do, but I'd love to hear your thoughts, if for no other reason than to laugh at my pain.
Oh, baby.
I'm a working woman over 40, and after taking a career step back after having our child, not feeling super confident in the professional space, but I have things going on and I'm doing well. I don't know why I'm asking anything, but would love to hear you lot's perspectives. anyway. Much love and thanks for all that you do. Oh, we got the 5%.
Oh, yeah, yeah, girl.
We can guess you to 100, bitch.
Yeah.
We are your drug dealers.
Don't you worry about
and
that.
You are about to overdose.
Yep. Don't you worry about that.
We got.
Yeah. We got the goods. You. We got.
This
you.
Is like Baltimore in 99.
Leave Baltimore out of it. Leave Baltimore out of it.
This is the wire.
Leave them people out of it.
Girl.
Let me just put these sunnies on. So, and this is what I love about the way God directs this podcast and the way in which you can now just go back maybe 4 or 5 episodes to the HIV episode where we had a cousin write in who found out that her husband is HIV positive and very, very sick at the moment. And you, the other 5% should be you considering how that could be your future.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what that other 5% needs to be. You have to hold yourself in such high regard. And I'm not going to shame you for going back the first time. I'm not. I know there are some people that would say, oh, you know, after he had the child, the child was 4 months old. I always say no one should be making big decisions until the kid is 2. Mm-hmm. You're not feeling like yourself. You're not feeling confident. But this is like the WNBA version of play in your face. Mm-hmm. He said he's glad you found out. You see them ones?
Men.
You see them ones?
Men.
And you shouldn't make any rash decisions.
Yeah.
But laughing at people saying, say hi to your wife was not a rash decision.
Cool.
This is why the pom-pom's great. Like I said, because if Bode dies prematurely, everything's dead. I ain't got time to be circling these streets. The fuck?
Let me tell you what. When I say this was one of them stories where every turn, what do you mean there's more? What do you mean for the last 10 years? What do you mean he's flirting with other women?
Other women, escorts, previous baby mums.
Big titty white girls on the IG. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Big titty white gal, _575. The fuck are you doing in my man's DMs?
Big titty white gal, come to all the Caucasians to the bed.
No, you're playing in my face. And now you have the gall and gumption to stand there
and be like, I'm glad you found out.
Don't make any rash decisions.
Also, I want to discuss the death by a thousand cuts that is, I'm going to be presumptuous here, but black men cheating on black women with white women. There is an extra spice to that kind of pain because I've watched it play out for women in my real life time and time again. And no matter the relationships they then go into, there is such a crack put in their self-worth by having their husband secretly fantasize about being with what they consider to be the prize.
Yeah.
I actually know of a woman whose husband's brother didn't come to the wedding. The husband's brother didn't come to the wedding because he said to the husband-to-be, who was his brother, I can't believe you settled for such a blackie. Now, this story is horrendous. Cheating is never good. Did you get a slither of like a little head nod if you were trying to be with women that looked like me? Do you get what I'm saying? But to then cheat with someone who is so not me does such a damage to a woman's self-worth that this is going to be quite the mountain to get over mentally.
Yeah.
And building back your confidence is going to take time. But baby, this ain't it.
This is... You know it's not it.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that in the time of you typing this and you listening to this, you have set out a plot. Because one thing about me, I know I was joking saying I'll go to prison. I'm not going to prison for no man, but I will drain you of every single bit of cash that you have. I'm so sorry.
Everything.
No, because also, you must be sued.
I hope you're printing things off.
Printing.
Because your dad's going to get a file.
Absolutely.
Your mum's going to get a file.
You will know shame. I know shame isn't a thing.
There'll be a living funeral for you. Trust me.
You will know shame. Shame will fall on your shoulders.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm a very forgiving person, but the desert you just dragged me through for the last 12 years, allow me to repay you 10% of what I have felt.
Absolutely.
And I promise you, you'll be glad I left it at 10%.
Yeah.
I hope a little plot and a plotation is happening because... And escorts, having other women laugh at me. I did find it interesting that you said that
the baby mother didn't shut it down. She didn't shut it down.
Do you think that's her responsibility?
She didn't shut it down. Yeah.
You do?
And I always want to be really clear in these situations. And this woman hasn't gone into detail here.
Yeah.
None of it is any other woman's fault.
That's it.
And I always want to make this crystal clear. Because when we see certain things popping off on TikTok,
yeah,
I am left behooved
at
the people who then want to make it about the woman. Even if it is that kind of woman that's trying to quote unquote take your man.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? That she can only do so much.
And the only time it's a woman who owes you loyalty.
It's a friend.
A friend and a sister and a mother.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's not you want to place the blame there, but that's not where the blame should be placed. It was not her fault. She didn't flirt back. If she had, I would have been like, okay, you kind of overstepped a mark. But still, he made the commitment.
Also, we're just on repeat. We're on repeat for seasons and seasons. Once you're past this season of your life, descend to men. Pull up the pussy drawbridge. Love honey exists. Like,
I am friends with a young woman who I want to say is actually goals, okay? The way she's actively mean to men.
Sorry.
Single.
Sorry.
And they run to her feet. She told one guy, if you are near me or within a 10-mile vicinity of me, don't wear skinny ripped jeans.
Facts. No. Because I
love it.
I don't know how many times we need to pander or hear certain things. Because you know what's going on right now? These little stupid internet shows where
10
men stand in front of one woman.
Oh my God.
I saw a video the other
Smash
day
or pass.
Where the guy
Smash.
Was like, I don't like her clothes. I don't like... And the thing is, the girl bangs Jim. She's like a lawyer. She's,
yep.
Everything was tick, 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 tick,
and because
tick.
Of his insecurity...
Like, just put... It's okay. Put the camera down.
Yeah.
Not everything needs to be filmed for content.
Yes.
Also, what I keep telling you guys, I live for a little equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And the only way we're going to get that is by being fucking mean.
Be men!
Be men! Drop the A.
Be men. Because men are mean all the time. And they tell you what to wear, how to dress.
Tell you guys this all the time. And it's like people are not getting it through their head. And of course I love him, but I was the meanest to Bode. Everyone's like, how did you get him? I was an absolute see you next Tuesday.
Be mean.
To all the men who I was overgiving, overpresent, over... Where did that... Do you get what I'm saying? When meanness entered the chat...
Be mean. Don't be so accessible. Don't be so available. Ooh! You can't just have access to me. The fuck? Ooh! There is a line around the corner.
You girls better learn to ghost in this millennium.
Let me tell you something.
4 weeks missing and stay uploading on the Snap and the Chin. A little Bob Risky slap don't hurt no one, yeah?
Let me tell you
Mummies
something.
Mummies of Lagos. We were outside. Mummies of Lagos.
Especially while you lot are dating. He has to understand that he is forever on the chase.
And guess what? When you're married, you're still chasing. And I know people are like, ooh, why would she say? Because it's fucking true. You're still on the chase.
Listen.
You're still on the hunt. You should still be developing yourself.
What you
as
don't
a woman.
Understand is men live for the chase. I think.
Do you know what I mean? It's one thing to just be mean for mean's sake, yeah? Okay, da 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 da.
They love it. They want a woman who they can't get. The hardest prize.
Don't get it.
They love it.
Like.
They want to feel as though they have worked for you.
There's something that just does it for their perception of masculinity. Yeah.
And honey, let me tell you something. Get on that treadmill because you are chasing.
Hey.
You are chasing.
So baby, yeah, this is a no. It's time to put this marriage to bed.
Plot before
he's putting
you
other
exit?
Things to bed. So.
Okay. All right. That was vocalized. That wasn't an internal thought. Said out loud.
We do wish you well.
We do.
But as ever, just think of that HIV episode.
But also, you said you're 95% sure. Yeah. You've already made the decision. You just always, wanted your two cousins.
I'm not
promise.
A killer, but I'll push yeah.
Like, you've got this. And this time next year, you will be the one saying, ha ha.
Listen.
I promise you that.
Always.
You will be the one, ha ha.
Always.
I promise you that.
These guys' lives just end up being in a shambles.
And then they end up alone at the age of 17.
Do you know what? Yeah, I know the story too well. That is like, actually what's happening right now.
Like, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Elderly men who were absolute tyrants end up being completely
lonely. They're completely alone.
Because they just weren't nice to anyone.
Yeah.
Girl, you got this.
Always. Anyway, what's said in the closet?
Stays in the closet.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.